Okay, thank you so much. Sorry, I missed that. Okay, regarding Article 16 on 16.5, we question whether Article 16.5 as drafted might be overly broad, internally inconsistent, and inconsistent with other provisions in the proposed text. If the objective is to state that parties would interpret and apply the legally binding instrument in accordance with international law, such a provision is unnecessary. Furthermore, to say that application and interpretation of these articles shall be without any discrimination of any kind or on any ground without exception is vague. Given its literal meaning, it could be at odds with Article 3, which allows states to differentiate how it applies measures taken to implement the legally binding instrument with respect to different sizes and types of businesses, or could require states to provide equal access to remedies to victims of abuses in other countries as to those within their countries. To be clearer, we propose that, quote, without any discrimination of any kind or on any ground, without exception, unquote, be replaced with, without, so quote, without distinction of any kind, is it there? Okay, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, and political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status, to mirror the language of Common Article 2 of the ICSCR and ICCPR. Furthermore, we propose adding applicable before international law, including international human rights law and international humanitarian law. As the applicability of either body of law would depend on the circumstances. We look forward to studying Article 16 further intersessionally, especially considering the implementation of provisions that potentially do not allow for domestic court systems to discriminate between victims located within the United States and subject to its jurisdiction and that those that are not. Is 16.5 okay? Should I proceed to 18? Okay. Article 18. The United States is still reviewing this provision, especially as it does not identify any rules that would be used even if a single organization and procedure were identified. Furthermore, the United States believes arbitration is an area that would benefit from an examination of best practices for dispute settlement in other treaties. Oh, sorry, can we go back to Article 17? Excuse me. Okay, Article 17, as has been recommended previously by the United States, we would encourage the exploration of an approach that allows for more detailed issues to be addressed in protocols. Notably, this would involve having a core text with optional protocols in which issue or industry-specific areas could be negotiated separately and signed onto by interested parties. Therefore, we appreciate that the text provides for the negotiation of protocols. Thank you.